BCB News at 4, I'm Jack Young. The Prime Minister has been heckled in Golders Green with crowds chanting Keir Starmer, Jew Harmer and calling him a traitor. The PM's met community volunteers who responded to yesterday's stabbing. Stephen Back from the Jewish security group Shomrim was asked if he feels supported by the British public.
I think the silent majority need to stand up and speak louder because it's not just about the Jewish community. We are Londoners. We are English, we're British. And we just want the silent majority to say enough of all what's going on and we are with you.
The owner of William Hill has confirmed it's closing 270 betting shops. Evoke, which also owns online casino 888, has seen losses after last November's hike on betting tax. The group's been valued at more than £225 million and talks are underway for a potential takeover deal. Two people have been arrested in connection with fraud, theft and robbery in West Yorkshire. A 46-year-old woman and a 54-year-old man have now been taken into custody following the offence happening in Kirklees. A report launched yesterday at Romalandia Community Centre revealed that Czech Roma children in Bradford are disproportionately facing structural racism in school. National statistics show that Czech Roma children are 3.5 times more likely to be suspended or excluded from school. The report was produced by members of the community and the Runnymede Trust in collaboration with the Race Equality Network and the organisation Connecting Roma. Pauline Melvin Anderson, OBE, is chair of the Traveller Movement and has extensive experience in education.
I would say that school budgets are really under pressure. However, why is it that one school down the road can actually meet the needs of similar children, whereas a school further up the hill can't? We need to interrogate what are the key differences with the same basic resources. And I honestly believe that so much of what is needed to change costs nothing.
Bradford City goalkeeper Sam Walker has sung the praises of the current squad. Walker says the squad has no more to prove and are no fluke in this league. The Bantams sit as the highest promoted team in England and hope to keep it that way coming into this Saturday's game against Exeter.
We've shown resilience a lot in the last few games, but we've shown resilience all season. I think we've proved now, you know, we're 45 games in now. We're not where we are by any fluke now. We're there because we're a good team. I believe the stat is that we're the highest placed promoted team in England. We want to keep it that way at the weekend.
And now the weather. Expect another day of long sunny spells, although it will be windy. Staying warm, although it will feel cooler in exposed areas. Top temperature, 20 Celsius. That's the latest from BCB News. Our next bulletin is in an hour.